You may have lost count of the day, not knowing what day it is. You may be so absorbed in your practice, only now, here, now, here. You are on one single rail, this practice, one single rail. Steadily, firmly, your one single doing does itself. Single-minded practice begets single-minded practice. It comes to be that practice does itself for you. There is no I am doing that. Practice does practice. This one doing is all. Anytime, every time, Tante does Tante, earnestly. True self, genuine self, yourself. Up to now you have regarded yourself as me, I, me, mine, a small clump of self as opposed to others. And you have sought to satisfy this narrow self. People often ask, why is it bad to choose what I like and try to avoid what I don't like? Isn't it just human nature to try to pad your own nest, to seek to satisfy yourself so when it's over you don't feel that you've missed out? But if you continue to live this way, you will come to regret it. The selfish disposition is small and mean, always feeling sorry for itself. Real peace of mind continually eludes you. Insecurities dog you. Things upset you. Conditions, different conditions, throw you into turmoil and confusion. The self you hold so dear does not act as you would wish it would. You can't get yourself to be the way you want to be. Why? Because it is not you. It is not who you are to begin with. This self that you just can't get to stay in line is not your true self. But happily, happily, you have been able to hear about true self, about genuine self. There have been countless rebirths, life, death, life, death. Perhaps that is hard for you to believe. But consider just this one day, today. Even supposing you don't want this day to end, you want it to last on and on, you know that's not possible. Today, this everything which arises never stays still. It is not lasting. The world is never the same for even an instant. Nothing is lasting. Nothing is fixed. So what is this self that you perceive to be so solid? This day, before you know it, morning becomes noon. No matter how attached you might be to noontime, now it's evening, now night. In no time at all, we will be finishing our sesshin. Change is swift. What is there to attach to? This is to say that you are, that is to say that that which you are always relying upon is not reliable. It was just the other day that my teacher sent me here to this temple where he himself had come as a novice at 6 or 7 years old. I was 30 years old then. Eh? It seems that hardly a night has passed since I first came here. Of course it's passed. I'm headed toward 80 now. You cannot cling to anything. Have you made up your mind that it is true that you cannot hang on to anything? Impermanence is on your tail. Shakyamuni Buddha lived to his 80s. He guided multitudes of beings in the way. As a result of the Buddha's deep enlightenment, we are able, now and here, to know that all is well. From the Buddha, we have been able to know of our true self. Be in accord with the original mind. All beings are Buddha nature. You have heard it and heard it and heard it. Listen again. All beings are Buddha. Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. The Buddha awakened and saw that all is good, good, goodness. All beings are Buddha. No thing, no one is excluded. All is well. All beings are endowed with the wisdom and the virtue of Buddha. All the three worlds, I myself. All beings are my original self. Nothing is ever lost. Nothing is ever taken away. Self is perfect. All beings. Isn't it a wonder? All beings, not only human beings, of course. Beings born in interdependence with all beings. Thanks to all the universe, each thing, each being appears. We are so blessed. Nothing is left out. All beings are perfect, perfect self, perfect whole. So there is nowhere any stingy disposition, any mean entity. The vast, expansive sky doesn't proclaim, "The sky is mine." There is no attachment, there is no separation. Ask the great sky. You probably won't get an answer. It could only answer, "It is you yourself." Or maybe the sky would say, "I know nothing." Does that sound irresponsible? Irresponsible when everything is functioning just right, just as it is. Irresponsible when the sky is giving itself heart and soul to being the sky, guarding and protecting all things. If the sky had a selfish disposition, it might kick the sun back as it starts to climb in the east. No, of course that could never happen, because all being is Buddha nature, heaven and earth, one heart. If it were not for this heart, we could not take the first breath. We take everything for granted. We fail to see the boundless compassion which fills the universe. The compassion which fills the boundless universe with the virtue, enlightenment, and Buddha teaching. May the Buddhas and the ancestors share their compassion with us. Dogen Zenji is saying to you, "Hey, why do you persist in looking off? Isn't everything given you? Aren't you receiving everything? Even in your dreams, your eyes are not open to the fact that you are receiving everything." Looking off, looking away, you living only in a world of distraction. Looking off, all you can see is a world of looking off. When you can, at last, openly and obediently receive truth as it is, we will, in the future, be Buddhas and ancestors, receiving truth as it is. As long as you do not fully receive, you remain a child. The Buddhas and ancestors were once as we are now. Until the eye of truth is open, it is inevitable that you will cherish self, pamper yourself, seek to take personal advantage of situations. Your words and your actions will arise from selfishness. You will continue to snivel and gripe and complain. And age will overtake you in this self-indulgent state. Oh no, I realize that I've been wrong, that I've been lazy. Words will not save you. This one truth will not smile upon you for mere words and excuses. Only when true heart awakens to true heart does it smile upon you. You are here now receiving all the blessings of the universe, now and here. Be this one doing. Become this one doing. More, still more. This one doing, new, fresh. Become this. Be steady and firm. See into your heart. You are receiving the power of the whole group. This round, this one doing. And your selfish, selfless one doing is supporting and encouraging everyone without limit. It is a wondrous thing that you do. This one doing. We are one, one together. Those who in past lives were not enlightened must now attain enlightenment. Yes, this is my aim. In this life, save the body which is the fruit of many lives. In this life, now. Because it is not assured that you will always be able to meet with true Dharma. This opportunity is rare and precious. It is now. It is here. Before Buddhas were enlightened, they were the same as we. Enlightened people of today are exactly as those of old. This is the exact transmission of a verified Buddha. I am blessed with original Buddha nature. My belief is deep. I will follow through with my practice based on faith and Buddha mind. Please carry through. Be attentive. Don't let your guard down. This one doing, this one doing. The practice that you do is for the sake of all beings, which is to say that it's for your sake wholly. Of course, it's not really necessary to add for the sake of. It's not that you're practicing in order to get something. Your doing is just doing. It is truth, just being truth. Doing what is to be done as it is to be done, just beautifully. Yes. Yes, I am doing just that. Please, only continue. Together with all beings, we attained the Buddha way. Single color of true practice, of the true mind of faith, of the true body of faith. More, still more. You must dig into your practice more, still more, on and on and on. Lungya Bodhisattva said, "Those who in past lives were not enlightened must now be enlightened. I still don't see it. I am not clear. I do not understand. I still have a wealth of problems, various hang-ups. I can't seem to clear them up, to unravel the mess. Up to now, you have accumulated layer upon layer of karma from countless lifetimes, including this present life, grasping and self-cherishing. The self that you depend upon cannot be depended upon. You cherish I, me, as a dear treasure. It is, even now, your most precious treasure. But as long as you cling to I, me, mine, you will cause suffering for others. Even though your wish is to serve others, you will find that you create a burden for others, for all those with whom you have a karmic connection. You are handing them baggage to carry. That is because you yourself are holding on to heavy baggage. Heavy, heavy bags. So heavy sometimes that you want to hand them over to somebody else to carry. So you blame your problems on other people and other things and situations. Your burdens are the fruit of many lifetimes. My past evil karma has greatly accumulated. It is so that you are having your burdens carried by those that you are close to, by those with whom you are connected. The baggage, of course, is I am, I me mine. The habit of looking off, me, me, me. Looking out, this and that. No matter how exhaustively you search for it, you will find no ego me, no ego self. The time for you to realize that there is no ego self will come. So you ask, if there's no I, then what is alive? The true you is alive and functioning perfectly, alive and well, true self, supreme, inexhaustible, always and forever, any and everywhere. Please, please, all being, everything is given you, nothing is excluded. Each being is endowed with all things, supported by all beings. You are now receiving everything. There's no way around it. Everything is given you. Please, like it or not, whether you are aware of it or not, this world, the world, is you, your true self. Of course, the way of receiving is different for each and every being. Each being is unique. The stingiest, most pitiful way of receiving is always grasping me, holding on to me for all you're worth. A tight, solid, brittle notion of me. And then reaching out to grab whatever little thing or situation strikes your fancy. That's pitiful. We do that because we think that we can receive in this way. That's also what's called evil karma or negative karma. You assume that your own present way of grasping, of receiving, or of perceiving is the only way that you can live. Of course, you will happily be disproven. Your time of ripening will come without fail. But now, still now, you regard this me as your own most precious treasure. Your belly is always full, just enough, but you persist in believing that you aren't receiving anything. You're not yet able to be reverently grateful for all the blessings that you are receiving. Failing to be reverently grateful, failing to appreciate the sacred blessings of Buddha, continuing to cherish life, self, lifetime after lifetime, birth, death, cherishing self. You're only further hardening and solidifying the notion of duality. And you're strengthening the habit of looking out, looking off, looking away. How long do you intend to keep this up? Will you continue to shoulder these burdens on and on and on? Shakyamuni Buddha awakened to the truth of all beings. All things are interdependent. All beings are Buddha. But everything appears to be different, you say. Yes, it's very straightforward. Each and every being, each and everything, has its own unique way of receiving. Each absolutely unique. The hand becomes the hand, receiving perfectly, appropriately, functioning just right as this hand. The leg becomes the leg, receiving heart and soul, the leg functions just beautifully. It's plainly revealed, very straightforward. Then doesn't it stay the same then, you ask? No. Receiving, always receptive. The universe is in constant change. The myriad dharmas in change. New worlds are always constantly in the making. Are you going to continue to pile up worlds of bad karma? Selfishness, self-centeredness, regarding self first, failing to regard others, falsely imagining things to be fixed, to be solid, grasping at solidity. Grasping becomes more and more entrenched. But, you have been able to hear, to believe, and to practice the words of Buddha. All beings are Buddha, Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. Essentially, you are perfect, complete. Still, due to upside-down perception, we fail to see our true nature, even in our dreams. Well, actually, we're being shown in our dreams. We still just don't get it. Truth is never apart, never separate. You will become mature in Dharma. the time certainly, definitely comes for you to awaken, to be in complete harmony with true mind, to receive openly and fully complete merit, perfect virtue. That is to say, that you will come to exhaust yourself fully, that is to dedicate your all, to devote your being to truth, now, here, now, here, this, to cease grasping self. I will abandon worldly views and embrace and maintain Buddha Dharma. In so doing, the great earth and all living beings attain the Buddha way. All is well. You are perfectly protected in the embrace of Buddha. So now you continue steadily, steadily, in accord with true mind, this one breath in accord with true mind. Please, please. Free me from karmic effects, allowing me to practice the way without hindrance. May the Buddhas and ancestors share their compassion, which fills the boundless universe with the virtue of their enlightenment and teachings. Please don't hesitate. Follow your true heart. If you are counting the breath, just count this one breath. You are continuing to do just this one breath. Continuing to pour your all into this one breath. In doing this, you may allow true mind to be revealed. Please go ahead. May you realize true self. This one breath. Following the breath, one with this. With this one breath, you receive all the universe. Nothing is distant. Nothing separate. If your eye is open, don't hesitate. It is just fine to awaken. But do not pretend, don't fool yourself. Don't pretend to yourself to be awakened when you are in fact not. Maybe you have the feeling that you have this special insight. If so, I urge you to come to me with it in Doksan. I will investigate for you. Not yet. Not yet. It's like you were outside the house peeking in, is what I very well might say to you. The Buddhas and ancestors were once just as we are now, discriminating, dividing, pocketing, colliding and bumping into this and that and the other. Caught up, caught up, caught up. The stingy disposition right out front. Stingy disposition, that is to say, I, me, mine. The disposition which holds on tight, refusing to let go. We will, in the future, be just like the Buddhas and ancestors. You are limitlessly receiving truth. True heart is now here. It's just for you to be obedient, practice it, this one doing. Shkantaza, with ever more kindness, consideration, attention, be this. Be this. What does that mean, be this? You have the tendency to grasp what is not, to be what is. You have the tendency to grasp is not. You have the tendency to grasp this is, this isn't, this, that, the other. When, in truth, original Buddha mind is all. There is nothing outside, nothing which is not your genuine self. Just doing. What is the genuine becoming for you? Right now, what is the genuine? The crow cries, caw, caw. It's very straightforward, isn't it? Just as it is. Just as it is. Heaven and earth, one root. All the myriad things, one body. The time is now. The place, just as you are. Your practice is to receive everything just as it is. If you are doing mu, just do mu, this one mu. Don't look around, don't look off, don't worry about what it means. The meaning is all things, so of course you don't understand. One who understands, and that which is understood, cannot be divided. All things. Just move. Just do it. One strike. One final blow. One final strike. Stay with this. Just set aside body and mind. Throw them into the house of Buddha, then all is done by Buddha. One strike, this. Buddha is nowhere else. Receive openly, just as it is, honestly, purely receptive to this. Give your all to your practice. Please, do not be careless. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.